Welcome to Home Sweet Home, hosted by Leslie Lovell and Eva Mango, and sponsored by Town Center Interior Design. Visit them at towncenterdesign.com. For the next 60 minutes, we'll talk interior design, fashion, cooking, outdoor living, and so much more. Now, let's bring on the hosts. Here's Leslie Lovell and Eva Mango.
Well, good morning and welcome to Home Sweet Home. We're glad to be back. I'm Leslie Lovell, your host, and I'm sitting here with Eva Mango, our co-host.
Hello,
good
hello.
Morning, Eva. How are you?
Hi.
Hi.
We're back.
We are going to talk about a lot of fun stuff today. Eva and I have put together a really nice program today. So the show is about current events, cultural events, interior design, fashion, outdoor living, health and beauty, cooking, travel, finance, and just in case you're bored, a little community support. So we have a lot of stuff going on, but we think we're giving you some information that's really helpful and hopefully helping you live a better life in your home. We have an upcoming event that we want to talk about, which is this Saturday from 1 to 6, and it's Foodies America's Premier Taste of Home magazine is sponsoring an event. And KLAV is in conjunction with them on this, our radio station here. And we will be having a booth there, Home Sweet Home. So we hope you come by and talk to us. We're going to have live music there by our composer and...
Linda Piana.
Yes, Linda Piana, mm-hmm. who is our composer of our theme song for our show. And Linda also is a teacher. She teaches piano. She's brilliant. And she also writes music. So the tickets are $15, I believe. And it's this Saturday, May 26th, from 1 to 6 at Cashman Field. So I hope you come by the Home Sweet Home booth because we might have some surprises for you. I just don't really know what they are yet. But
we have something up our sleeves. That's
yeah, we
for
have
sure.
something up our sleeves. So that could be a lot of fun.
Plus, we'd like to say hi to all of our listeners.
Yes, we would. If
people
you want to step by.
Haven't listened to us yet but want to,
yeah,
we'll get to meet you. So that'd be great.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
So I'm going to talk just a second about Small Business Saturday, and Eva's going to go into a couple of things she wants to announce for us. But Small Business Saturday is something we would like to create, getting a number of small business owners together in Las Vegas and Henderson and Boulder City, because we want to do the whole valley, and trying to start a support club for small business that we can network and friendship, and also that we can hold some events every year, maybe two or three small business Saturdays a year where we all participate in special incentive to bring customers into our stores and our shops. So if you're interested in that, I invite you to call in today or whenever you can and call into the station today if you'd like to talk about that at 731-1230 locally. And if you're calling in from out of town, it's 866-820-5528. So please call in with any questions on Small Business Saturday. And by the way, Eva found out this morning that this week is National Small Business Week. It runs from May 20th to the 26th. And it's usually done out of Washington, D.C. So it says here is go to the Small Business Administration website for more information. Okay, Eva, go ahead.
Well, thank you for that, Les.
Mm-hmm.
I get to talk about the fun stuff. We're having a contest. We are having a contest. We've been talking about this for several weeks now, and there's still a few more weeks left until we close the contest. And it is for our listeners to send in their beautiful pictures, sunset photographs that they've taken either on their cell phone or a regular camera. And what we would love for you to do is send us a copy of that, a JPEG, to our Home Sweet Home Radio Gmail address, which is homesweethomeradio.1@gmail.com. And what we're going to be doing is we're going to have the winner will receive a beautiful gift basket from Williams Sonoma with barbecue goodies. It's getting to the time of year where people are going to start doing some more cooking outside. So this would be perfect for that. And I just think it's going to be awesome. And the photographs will be judged by a professional photographer. And we are asking that professional photographers not send in their beautiful photos. Even though we love to see your photos, we would prefer just to have the amateur photos for
yeah,
this contest.
Yeah, because we know they can take pictures.
Yeah, we know that. We
do.
So anyway, that's the contest for the beautiful sunset pictures. And I know in Nevada we have some gorgeous sunsets. I've
taken some of the prettiest
on occasion, which I
shouldn't. Everywhere does, but you know, since I moved out west, I really noticed above the mountains they're unbelievable. Really.
Yeah. Well, before they passed the law for cell phones, sometimes you know, if I was driving in the car and I saw a really nice sunset, I'd get my camera out of my cell phone and I'd take the picture. And you know, it's amazing. I do have some pretty amazing pictures that I've taken from my cell phone.
It is amazing.
I think I've showed you.
Yeah, you have. Yeah, a couple of things that you did.
It's just amazing. Some of those cell phone cameras really do a good job.
They do. They're scary. You know? I know.
Also, we have, you know, the social media campaign still going on. We do have a Facebook for Home Sweet Home Radio. And what we like to do is, you know, when we talk about things here on the radio show, we like to post photographs and, you know, little blurbs on little blogs on what we're doing on the radio show. And we typically try to get those things like recipes and photographs of food that
we've
highlighted. And, you know, Leslie has certain topics that she'll talk about for design, interior design, and whatever, you know, current events that we do. Whatever we can put on there that we discuss on the radio show, we go ahead and post on the Facebook within a day or so. So you can always take a look at that. The Facebook address is Home Sweet Home Radio.
Capital H, capital S, capital H, right?
I'm getting mixed reviews on
you
what that is.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We had said, you know, we
had
to
one
capitalize.
Lady that tried it and she was having trouble one day and we tried putting capitals in there. But I think if you just, it's all one to get, no spaces in between, Home Sweet Home Radio at Facebook, and you'll find us. And also what we'd love for you to do is get in there and, you know, give us a post and say hello and give us feedback on what you're seeing and hearing. We'd love to hear from you. You know,
the recipes are great.
Let us know. Yeah, if you try one of the recipes,
they're tested. So Laura and I test them before we put them on there. So we don't just pick a recipe out of a book, right, Eva?
Exactly. Everything
we don't do that.
Yeah, we test it. We go shopping. We do the cooking, and then we do the review here. And of course, the photos are posted. So you'll see, you can actually go back in the Facebook and see prior postings. Like, you know, there's links on the Facebook that will show you like previous postings, which are pretty cool.
We just saw like a really icky recipe in the blue room, the green room, which we call the blue room, but is the blue room? Is the green room the blue room?
I don't know.
But anyway, that room that we wait in. So anyway, and they don't have food in there.
Oh, no, that was the hot dog recipe.
Yeah, the hot dog. We saw this recipe. We won't say which magazine because we like the magazine. But they had this really icky recipe in there for hot dogs with like onions and peppers. And I was like, why don't they just use Italian sausage? I don't get
it. Yeah, because that's an Italian sausage.
Why use a hot dog? I mean, let a hot dog be. Leave it alone. You know, you don't have to mess with it.
Let a hot dog be. Well,
really?
I don't know. You know, some people like a lot of stuff on their hot dogs.
I know.
Like,
but not peppers and onions and on a hot dog. I don't know. I don't love that. Maybe because I'm from New York and they serve them on the street, you know, and you put mustard and sauerkraut on them and call it a day and just walk away. And you don't add all that other stuff.
I got something on sauerkraut. I learned this. Yeah, I think it was Dr. Oz or something. He said that, you know, sauerkraut actually puts you, if you're in a bad mood, it's a good thing to eat sauerkraut.
It actually puts you in a good mood. Yeah, I need some.
So eat some sauerkraut next time you get in a bad
mood. You know what? It does
make me feel good.
Supposed
to do something with your endorphins or something.
Maybe there's a sick. Maybe he's right.
Yeah, something happens with your brain and the sauerkraut, which is, I like sauerkraut too.
Me too. The jarred stuff's better. In the cold, then you put it in the fridge and get it real cold.
Uh huh.
Love that. Yeah. If you have good sauerkraut out there somewhere, guys, call me up and tell me where it is because I want to go eat some. Anyway.
She doesn't really need it, though.
No. I'm usually pretty happy, but sometimes I could use a shot of sauerkraut. I thought it was wine or, you know, maybe limoncello, but.
Oh, yeah.
What do I know?
We definitely we haven't used that free bottle of wine that we got from that.
Oh no, we need to go
yet,
get
so
that. I know that's
that would be cool.
Kind of fun. So So we know how to get to Facebook, right? And people can go look us up on there and find out what we're talking about on the show, because it's nice to have visuals of some of the things we do. And hopefully someday we'll be on YouTube. Get that done so the show can come on YouTube. And yay, you can watch us and hear us. That'll be fun, right? I think that's the future anyway, right?
Got to make sure that we got our hair done and our makeup on.
I'll actually have to wear something cool when
I'm not
going to
be going on Facebook.
We can't come in our jeans or bathrobes, right? Too bad. I'd like to. I don't know if you ever saw that episode of Kathy Lee and Hoda when they came to work without any makeup on. Did you see that episode?
They do such crazy things.
They do, and I like them for that, but I don't know if I could ever have the guts to do that. It's scary. Could you imagine just rolling out of bed, combing your hair, and just no lipstick? For me, that's tragic. I don't even go to the grocery store without putting lipstick on because I'm afraid I might. That's always when you run into somebody. When you look like, you know, a mess, and then, oh, it's so nice to see you. I'm like, oh, God, please don't look at me. Put my glasses back on.
You know what else happened this week in Las Vegas? We had the Billboard Awards. Did you watch that on TV?
No. Was it good?
That was really good. They did a tribute to Donna Summers, which was really good.
We're gonna bring us out to commercial with Donna Summer today.
Sad. I didn't know she was ill, and
God,
so sad to hear that news. So we've lost two great legends.
We did, Whitney Houston, and we lost a Gibb brother.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's really so sad.
Three of them in a row. That's what they say. Three in a row.
I hate to think about that,
but it's so true. You know, it usually happens that way. Do you remember the first time you heard a Donna Summer song and where you were?
Hey, I was the disco queen. I know. So
I was out there doing the disco thing. Do you remember?
Do
you remember?
80s.
Let's dance.
Oh,
yeah.
All right. I love that.
Yeah. So
do
you remember where you were?
Well, I used to hang out at this place in Southern California, and it was right off of, I don't know if any Southern California listeners out there, but it was kind of a little nightclub off of Holt Avenue, and everyone used to go there, and I forget the name of it. There was one in Pomona also called Walter Mitty's, and there was a lot of rock stars and stuff that used to hang out and come out.
So that was
the big hangout for, you know, young people in their 20s, the disco era. We did a lot of disco dancing. And
so they had dancing, too, not just a bar.
Yeah, we used to get decked out, you know, with the
high
heels and the dresses.
And the platforms, remember?
With the hair.
I fell off my shoes a few times.
Oh,
I know.
So
it wasn't fun.
It was wonderful. I love the disco days.
Me, too.
I love the music, and I still love it today. It hasn't lost its spark
at all.
John
Travolta.
Absolutely.
I know. It's great. You know, the first time I heard it, this is a funny story, how I heard Donna Summer for the first time. You think I would have heard it on the radio, but no. A friend of mine in New York, I hope he's listening out there, John, he still works in New York City, and he called me up in Las Vegas. I think it was in Las Vegas, and he said, listen to this. And he had the radio blasted, and he put the phone next to it. This is like before technology. You know, we had like phones. That was it.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, and he said, listen to this. And it was Donna Summer's Last Dance. And I was like,
baby,
I love that
one. That's like one of my favorite all-time highs.
And he said, play it again. He said, I can't. It's on the radio. But those were the good old days.
Do you want to break with a little song here?
Yeah, let's break with a little Donna Summer. It'll be
since we're talking
a couple
about
of verses, I guess, right? That'd be fun.
I think this is Sentimental. This is one of her
one of her great songs. So it's Leslie Lovell and Eva Mango with Home Sweet Home, and we're going to take it out with Donna Summer.
Somehow the feelings were so
Design Studio gave Leslie many unique experiences within the interior design industry. At her colorful father's side, she learned the industry through osmosis. She was having so much fun listening to her dad interact with his clients and following him to the wholesale furniture markets in New York City that she didn't realize she'd absorbed a world of information. After she graduated from design school, she was more than ready to begin a career in the industry. Growing up in the interior design field is what sets Leslie apart. She loves what she does and comes by her profession naturally. Let Leslie Lovell take you through the interior design process for your home or office. You will instantly feel at ease with her great taste, elegance, and ability to make you feel comfortable. Leslie shops in her design studio filled with great catalogs and fabrics, as well as the wholesale to the trade markets in Las Vegas and Los Angeles. A Las Vegas resident for over 25 years. Call Leslie at 702-242-2395. Or email Leslie A. Lovell, L-O-V-E-L-L, at gmail.com. Or visit her website, towncenterdesign.com. That's Town Center Interior Design in Las Vegas, 702-242-2395.
This is Leslie Lovell.
And Eva Mango.
Hosts of Home Sweet Home. Listen to our show Wednesday mornings at 11 o'clock. Las Vegas time on KLAV Talk Radio. We'll be discussing interior design, fashion, cooking, your health, travel, outdoor living, and current events. We'll be hosting live guests from local Las Vegas businesses and entertainers. It's not just coffee talk.
Welcome back to Home Sweet Home, brought to you by Town Center Interior Design. Visit them at towncenterdesign.com. Now, here again, Leslie and Eva.
Hi, you're back with Home Sweet Home, and this is Leslie Lovell. I'm sitting here with Eva Mango, and we have a special guest in our studio today. Well, actually, she's just visiting, right, Linda? Our composer and songwriter and teacher is here, our little Linda.
Hi, Linda.
She'll be at the show Saturday with us playing music. Yay! So you really need to drop by. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, Cashman is going to be awesome. I'm excited about piano music going.
Linda singing. You're going to sing, right? Please, I hope you're going to sing. You are? Okay, good. All right. So I have an article here that I copied from HGTV.com on the internet, and it is so beautiful. And if you go to HGTV.com and go to number 13, Party Ready Outdoor Spaces, you are going to see the most gorgeous outdoor photography for setting your table this summer. And I am so impressed. I mean, I just love beautiful tables outside as well as inside. And there's no reason why you can't put together some really inexpensive things and get a great look. They have these kind of paper Chinese lanterns on one in different colors and purples and reds with a red tablecloth, fresh red strawberries. And they did a bouquet of flowers that matches the color of the paper lanterns on the first page. Actually, it's just so stunning. It's so bright and so pretty. And then the second one they did was with oranges and orange flowers and cream flowers on a white background with little bottles of orangeade and lemon soda. And then the next one is, orange and white with little orange stools and white stools. And it looks like a breakfast one. So there's several of them. And I'm not going to describe every one of them, but I'm telling you, you're going to just find so many great ideas for outdoor living this summer. And I think it's so much more cheerful. Instead of just buying some, china paper plates and some plastic tableware, why don't you get a little exciting this year, and put some color in your yard? And, even I was just talking in the green room about sisal mat that, that rug that you use outside.
Beautiful patterns, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, it's so pretty. You could find... Right?
And they're affordable too, aren't they, Liz?
Yeah, they're very affordable. And you can shop around for those. You can have them made even the size you want if you call me, because I have a factory that sells it by the roll. So, you could finish it off the way you want with a border or not a border, just sewing it, to finish it. But it's so pretty. And if you lay that under your patio table or your chaise lounges or whatever, where you walk when you come out of the pool or hanging out by the pool, it is so pretty. It just looks like carpet outside. So it looks like you're bringing the inside, outside, and the outside,
outdoor
inside.
Outdoor living. It's outdoor living. It's
so
gorgeous.
Pretty. It's so pretty. So that was my little report on the outdoor spaces. And I think, Viva, you had a little report about music.
Well,
which
we're talking about music today. We're talking about the Billboard Awards that were in Las Vegas this weekend. Hope there's a lot of partiers out there still hanging out with us this week. That came out for the Billboard Awards, and we're doing a little bit of Donna Summer's music in tribute of Donna Summers. But also, there's some information that I wanted to share that music is a mood booster, if you will. It helps you have a happy life, and we have our Linda, Music Linda here is with us today. But, you know, there's different things that music has touched every one of us. You know, you could remember significant things that have happened in your life.
Yeah, we just talked about the first time we heard a Donna Summer song. And you can get on a mic if you want. Just in case.
Also, there's been scientific studies that have proven that music is, great for stress relief. It actually boosts athletes. You know, they listen to music before they go out and do their gigs. And it's just people that are, recovering from surgery, they say that, music is really excellent for stimulating the endorphin levels.
I have to tell you
a
little story about that. I had breast surgery when I was 37. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't think of anything but classical music when I came out of the surgery. That's all that was going through my head. And some of my favorite was Clair de Lune, and also Vivaldi, The Four Seasons. And I played it in my head over and over and over to heal.
Uh-huh. And did it help?
It really is true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget about pets. Animals respond to music, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. When I'm singing, my dog's ears go way up.
I sing with my dog. Actually, sings with me. I go la 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 la, and he goes whoa 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 whoa.
Your son.
It also, music for exercise is a good thing. It helps people feel less tired, and it motivates you to work harder, and it also improves your motor skills.
Yes.
It's just there's so many ways that music touches people. Also, lots of people use it for relaxation.
Of course.
It's a stress reliever. Helps you to, after a tough day, you wind down, come home. My mother always had music in the house. She was a singer. She had a beautiful soprano voice, and I can remember her singing, and she did a live play in theater, and she was actually on the Gong Show, my mother. And she got gonged. If you remember the Gong Show.
She got gonged?
Yeah, my mother got gonged.
That's
but
not
she
good.
Was wonderful. She had a really
You want to hear
voice.
A music horror story? It's really funny, though. My dad played the piano, and we had one in the house, Lindell, like this. And he used to play songs, and we, would sing with him, or we would make believe we were dancing, whatever. So every Easter, we had to get a bonnet when we were little. We had to wear a bonnet. Hated it. So, P.S., this one year, he puts Kim and I in these matching bonnets, and he gives us these bunnies, and we had to walk like we're in the Easter parade, and he was playing Easter Parade. I was horrified. He'll laugh if he's listening to this, but he used to, and now it's kind of a fond memory looking back, but when I had to put that hat on, I hate hats, and to this day, if he wears a hat out, I go, you can't go out with me if you have a hat on. There's no way.
You are so prejudiced.
I know. I'm terrible. So.
Okay. Here's one more thing about this music and mood swings and music for life. For all the dinner preparation preparers out there, when you play music, and if you're stressed out about your dinner, what have you, or if you're going to
putting it on the table,
if you play music, it's supposed to keep you calm.
We do
and,
it.
Help you, helps busy families stress and
I was gonna say I just made a
you
pizza
can chop
dinner
to the rhythm.
I just made a pizza dinner and I had to put on Frank Sinatra.
Sure.
And you can put on any music that you love for as a background for your dinner.
That's right.
For your guests.
It goes with your dinner, right?
Yeah.
If you serve Mexican, you do a little Olé music.
Oh, it's so much fun.
Right?
It's so much fun. It's so much fun. And outdoor, you were talking about outdoor, put on the Beach Boys.
Yeah. They're coming in. We're going to see them.
Once dinner's on the table, you can turn it down a notch and, set the mood. especially if it's a romantic.
You could turn it down a notch and a notch.
So
that's a good article, though. Linda,
I enjoyed that.
I'm glad Linda was here to listen to that with us. And
Well, they did give you some suggestions, like for relaxation. They have some songs here, like "Come Away with Me" by Nora Jones, and then "I'm Only Sleeping," the Beatles, and those are for you
I
know
like
relaxation.
That Nora Jones.
Exercise. Here's some rocking ones. "We Will Rock You" with Queen, and "Fly Away" with Lenny Kravitz.
Kravitz,
and let's see, one more here for mealtime. They suggest, I don't even know who this group is. It's There She Goes. It's The Laws, L-A-apostrophe-S. I don't know. I've never heard of that one. But Beyond the Sea with Bobby Darin. And, of course, we love this one, Three Little Birds by Bob Marley and the Wailers. Mm-hmm. Of course, if you like the reggae, that's always cool.
Oh, yeah. You know, when I took a cruise to the Bahamas, oh, my God. It was like reggae city, man.
I love reggae.
On the boat, off the boat, back on the boat, off the boat, on the boat.
Have you ever been on a reggae boat?
Well, it kind of was a reggae boat.
Well, I went to, there's this place out in Long Beach, California. They have a reggae boat concerts. And, I swear, hundreds of people show up for these things. So what you do is you stand in line, then you get on the boat, and there's like five different levels on the boat, and each level has a reggae band, a live reggae band. And it's just insane. But, you know, everybody's dancing all over, and you know, of course, lots of drinking going on.
The more you drink, the more you want a reggae. I know.
And you know, it's just so much fun. It just gets you in the mood. I mean, once my husband and I went on a couple of those boat things, and you know, with some friends, and we were just, you know, really into the reggae. There was a time period in our life where we were playing a lot of reggae at home. Don't worry, be happy. Yeah. And it was great. I love reggae music. So.
It is cool.
Bob Marley's the best.
Yeah, I love Bob Marley. He's a pro. There's also, you know, people that are having trouble getting into the groove when it comes to meditation. Music can help you calm your, they call it monkey mind, and get your Oman. So there are some deep breathing musical tunes that you might want to add to your list. And one is by Madonna, is Shantae. I don't know if anyone's heard about that one. And then these musicians are not very popular, so I'm not going to go ahead and give you the other list. But
that's my
music article.
Good idea. I think it's awesome. Absolutely.
Yeah. Back to you, Liz.
Yes. So we're almost at break time again, and I think we want to take it out with another Donna Summer hit, being that we were talking about her. This is the last Donna Summer hit we're going to do today, but you're listening to Leslie Lovell, Eva Mango, and Linda Piana at Home Sweet Home KLAV Talk Radio. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Leslie Lovell has been designing homes here in Las Vegas for many years. Leslie can design any style, from cowboy to contemporary. She has the vision to walk into a room and see it completed immediately as an artist looks at a blank canvas and instinctively knows the results. Call Leslie at 702-242-2395 Town Center Interior Design for a complimentary interior design consultation. That's Town Center Interior Design at 702-242-2395.
Growing up in an interior design studio gave Leslie many unique experiences within the interior design industry. At her colorful father's side, she learned the industry through osmosis. She was having so much fun listening to her dad interact with his clients and following him to the wholesale furniture markets in New York City that she didn't realize she'd absorbed a world of information. After she graduated from design school, she was more than ready to begin a career in the industry. Growing up in the interior design field is what sets Leslie apart. She loves what she does and comes by her profession naturally. Let Leslie Lovell take you through the interior design process for your home or office. You will instantly feel at ease with her great taste, elegance, and ability to make you feel comfortable. Leslie shops in her design studio filled with great catalogs and fabrics, as well as the wholesale to the trade markets in Las Vegas and Los Angeles. A Las Vegas resident for over 25 years. Call Leslie at 702-242-2395 or email leslieallovell@gmail.com or visit her website, towncenterdesign.com. That's Town Center Interior Design in Las Vegas, 702-242-2395. This is Home Sweet Home, brought to you by Town Center Interior Design. Visit them at towncenterdesign.com. Home Sweet Home continues. Here again, Leslie and Eva.
Hi, you're back with Home Sweet Home. I'm Leslie Lovell, and he's
Eva Mango,
and our composer and music artist here, Linda Piana, today just joining us for some fun in the studio.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Linda. So Eva has a little blurb about a new
the wheel, the giant wheel.
Yeah, go ahead, go for
it's
it.
It's going to be, well, this hopefully will get some more interest in people coming to Las Vegas to spend their time. There is going to be the largest observation wheel in the Western Hemisphere, and it's one step closer to completion. It's going to be right here in Las Vegas. It looks like a giant Ferris wheel.
Wow,
just
huh?
It's amazing. There's six semi-trucks are scheduled to deliver massive steel cables from Los Angeles today to Las
You're
Vegas.
Kidding. Wow.
Yes, and the steel cables will keep the, it's a 500-foot structure, and
wow,
it's just gigantic. The cables are the largest of their kind in the nation.
Wow.
Someone said, I think it was on the news yesterday, that the if you stretch the cables from end to end, from they would extend from Las Vegas all the way to San Francisco's Golden Gate Bridge.
That's unbelievable.
And they showed, yeah, they actually showed pictures of those cables. They're
yeah,
enormous. And yeah, we actually start to see the attraction taking shape right now here in Las Vegas. There's two columns that are now rising at a rate of about 4 feet every day.
Wow.
So, and it's actually starting to go up. The steel is one big erector set, so the wheel will go fairly quickly. By the end of this year, we should actually see a wheel on the strip.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a statement made by the developer, Howard Bullock.
Right.
Another big step in construction process will be the start of the multi-level shopping center. We got another shopping center
wow,
at the base of the observation wheel. So, you know,
did they say this was supposed to be like across from Mandalay Bay or something? I think that's where it's supposed to go. I'm not quite sure, but I think that's the plan, pretty much, because there's really no other real estate around
there. There's a lot there, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think they knocked out a lot of those old small hotels along the strip there that were there for 100 years. I mean, as far as I've been here, since the early 70s, and they're all gone, most of them, and they've leveled them. So there isn't much real estate beyond that, I mean, going north toward downtown, you know.
Well, if any listeners out there know or see this structure going up, please give us a call. We'd love to open
especially
up the phone lines
you,
to talk
yeah,
about it.
Especially if you're working
on it, see
what
you think.
Right?
The number yeah, is 702-731-1230. That's if you're calling from Las Vegas or from the outside. It would be 866-820-5528.
Yeah, and that sounds like a lot of fun, actually. I'm sure it bring a lot more tourism for people to actually go on that ride and probably get yeah, an amazing view of Las Vegas in general.
Yeah. There's going to be a 14,000 square foot retail and food center also surrounding the Skyview. It's
yeah,
called Skyview,
that's
like
awesome.
Sky and then V-U-E.
V-U-E,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, Skyview.
Wow.
So it's been actually, you know, one of the things that we do have here in Las Vegas periodically is the strong winds.
Yeah.
So jeez. I'm wondering
how that's
going
to work. Yeah.
Yeah. How, you know, how they're going to monitor that or to keep it safe because it's such a big structure.
I guess over certain miles per hour, they'll say, you know, it's closed indefinitely until, you know, the winds cool off a little bit. Because usually over 30, 40 miles an hour, it's not safe to go anywhere up high.
So, yeah, with modern construction.
Yeah.
It's probably earthquake proof.
Yeah. All the good stuff,
all
right?
All the good stuff.
Yeah. That's cool. Well, you know, Vegas is really great for as far as amusements go. I mean, we've got a lot of things here for, I mean, even though it's not a kid town, kind of, I mean, between, you know, the Excalibur and, you know,
this
circus.
I don't think people can ride on this thing. I don't think it's meant for riding. I think it's a big giant
like an
wheel with an observation wheel, and I think on the inside of it, you know, the center of it is a big circle, and there's going to be like multimedia, you know, commercials and whatnot.
Well, we'll get more info on it as it goes along, I'm sure, right?
The Skyviews, they estimate that it's supposed to attract about 40 million visitors to Las Vegas just to see the wheel.
Wow.
And you know, as far as the wind goes, it says it's supposed to be designed to withstand the winds of 93 miles per hour. By the Skyview will stop operating if it gets too windy. They'll shut it down. And I think there's also going to be probably some kind of technology, some monitors out there within the area to monitor the wind, you know, see
velocity,
how fast things are going.
Yeah.
And okay. Just to keep passengers comfortable that, you know, they'll stop it when it starts to get too severe.
That's a cool story.
It was really exciting to see. They have, you know, visuals of this.
Yeah, I saw the drawings on the website.
Yeah. There might have been another proposal for another type of wheel, but not as big. That I was previously proposed, but I believe that they shut that one down and they're doing this one instead. So
Interesting. Can Vegas get any more exciting? I don't know.
We have so much going on. It's fabulous.
You know, I did have to meet a client. You came with me that day at the MGM. Mm-hmm. I was a little overwhelmed because I hadn't been in that hotel in a really long time, and I never saw so many people in there in my life. And I think we're in the middle of the week.
It was the Chinese New Year, and they had Chinese stuff.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it was amazing.
I never saw so many people. And I was supposed to meet my client there in the lobby, and I couldn't see him because there were so many people coming at you that I was like, oh, my gosh, I hope I don't miss him because it was a little overwhelming. And we did finally find each other. But we went over to the coffee shop and not a seat. We couldn't get a seat. There was a line a mile long. I'm thinking, wow, this place is busy. It reminds me of like a little city within a city.
I was going to say, you go into those large casinos and it's like a small city.
Isn't it?
I just went into South Point. Same thing.
It is. It's so self-contained. I mean, there's like everything in there. Theaters and bowling alleys. And I mean, you could go in there and never come out. The only thing you can't find is a clock. I mean, you never know what time it is.
Have you been into City Center yet? Have you been there?
Yeah.
I haven't been there yet.
Oh,
but
yeah. It's really, wow.
It looks really
very
amazing
modern.
From the outside.
And the Cosmopolitan is real pretty inside, too. It's very, very contemporary, though, if you like that look.
Of the great things about having these wonderful places and these resorts and these beautiful hotels is we need jobs here in Nevada.
Yeah,
so
it has
helped create some jobs, and still need jobs. We're still the highest on unemployment in the nation. I think we're still at 11%. So, you know,
the more attractions, I guess, the better.
Creating jobs.
Yeah, creating jobs. That's true. Well, I went shopping this past week with my other cousin, because Eva and I are cousins. I don't know if we ever mentioned that, but
cousins.
Identical cousins. Well, not
really
identical,
but she's blonde. I'm blonde. She's red.
No, she's blonde. I'm a redhead.
Oh, my God.
She was so blonde.
I am
that
so
was
blonde.
A blonde moment. It goes all the way through. Oh, I know.
You know, I have to tell you a funny story. You know,
I'll tell you about the
Billboard Awards where sometimes I say crazy, stupid things.
I know you do, but not stupid.
And they're funny,
crazy.
But anyway, so they I think that was a tribute to Donna Summers, and you know the steps comes falling out of the sky, and I said to my husband, you know, the steps getting all over everybody in the audience, and I go, this was one of those goofy things I say from time to time. I said, honey, what do you think those people with all those beautiful dresses on and everything, with all that graffiti falling down from the sky, and I go, don't you think they're annoyed? And he goes, honey, you did it again. I go, what? He said, you said graffiti instead of confetti. And I, oh my God, I do that all the time.
You like the modern day Norm
Crosby. I don't know if you guys ever remember him, but he was a comedian back in the day, and every word had a different meaning that it really should have had to Norm. He just put his own meanings on words, which was really
Forgive
hysterical.
Me, listeners, if I come up with these crazy things on
the radio.
Okay. But
it's fun sometimes. But I did go shopping with my cousin Marion, and we found this book in one of the shops called Unlikely Friendships. And it's 47 remarkable stories from the animal kingdom. And I must tell you that the photos in this are to die for. There's like cats and cockatoos being friends and cuddling together. And there's this one picture that really blew me away of, where is it here? Oh, not that one, not the little dachshund, but this is a macaque. I don't kind of know how to pronounce it.
Macaque. Yeah.
And he's got a kitten as a pet. And it's like the cutest thing. I'm showing
like
everybody in the
baby.
Studio.
He's got his arms
around.
It's
like the cutest thing I've ever seen. And in the other picture, he's carrying this little
like a baby.
He's like a monkey, right?
Yeah.
he's a monkey.
And you know,
I was thinking of the bird, but
it's just the cutest book I've ever seen. So I couldn't resist, and I also bought one for my girlfriend for her birthday. So because here's one with a kitten kissing an orangutan.
Oh, I love anything with animals.
Anyway, is that adorable or what?
I love that. I mean, it's got really some beautiful photographs in there, full color.
Look at the cover, though. The little.
So who writes this book?
The book is written by a girl named Jennifer Holland. And you can get it at www.unlikely-friendships.com. So if you want to go to Workman Publishing in New York online, you will see this book. And I'll tell you what, it was on the New York Times bestseller list, by the way,
really?
Which is pretty good. It says it right
well,
on
Well, people
top.
Love animals, you know, any types. But those are some amazing photographs in there.
It's a great coffee table book as a gift for someone, you know, to put on their... just put out and let people browse through. I always love great coffee table books because people are waiting, you know, if you have them sitting there and you're cooking or doing something there, oh my gosh, this is so cute, this book. You know, I always love when they love a book on the coffee table. It gives me joy to watch them have a good time. You know?
I have a cat that likes books on the coffee table,
too.
He likes to get up on the coffee table.
And sit on them.
If it's newspaper or books or anything, he'll get up there. And he's an enormous cat. He must weigh about 28 pounds. He's a white flame-tipped Siamese with beautiful
well,
big blue eyes. And he's a scaredy cat. He's, you know, doesn't like people. But if there's any kind of book, paper, newspaper, or anything like that on the coffee table, he's right there.
So
and
funny.
He'll get up there and he'll purr away. And
cute.
He'll block the view of the TV.
It's really cute. So what are we doing next, girl, after that report?
I think we should do a little bit more Donna Summers because I really like
You really want to do one more? Yeah, just pick one. Irma will pick one for us.
Bit,
and, you know, she'll pick something really cool. Go to another CD. We just love listening to Donna Summer. She's
a
beautiful voice. And she, you know,
what
I loved about her was her energy. You know, when she sang, she really looked like she was having a good time. So this is Leslie Lovell, Eva Mangel. We're going to break for the last time. And Linda Piana. And you're listening to Home Sweet Home KLAV Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
To find
Leslie Lovell has been designing homes here in Las Vegas for many years. Leslie can design any style, from cowboy to contemporary. She has the vision to walk into a room and see it completed immediately as an artist looks at a blank canvas and instinctively knows the results. Call Leslie at 702-242-2395 Town Center Interior Design for a complimentary interior design consultation. That's Town Center Interior Design at 702-242-2395.
Growing up in an interior design studio gave Leslie many unique experiences within the interior design industry. At her colorful father's side, she learned the industry through osmosis. She was having so much fun listening to her dad interact with his clients and following him to the wholesale furniture markets in New York City that she didn't realize she'd absorbed a world of information. After she graduated from design school, she was more than ready to begin a career in the industry. Growing up in the interior design field is what sets Leslie apart. She loves what she does and comes by her profession naturally. Let Leslie Lovell take you through the interior design process for your home or office. You will instantly feel at ease with her great taste, elegance, and ability to make you feel comfortable. Leslie shops in her design studio filled with great catalogs and fabrics, as well as the wholesale to the trade markets in Las Vegas and Los Angeles. A Las Vegas resident for over 25 years. Call Leslie at 702-242-2395 or email Leslie A. Lovell, L-O-V-E-L-L, at gmail.com or visit her website, towncenterdesign.com. That's Town Center Interior Design in Las Vegas, 702-242-2395. There's no place like home. This is Home Sweet Home. Here again, your hosts, Leslie and Eva.
Hi, you're back with Home Sweet Home, and this is our last few minutes of the show. We got a lot of things covered today, girls. So,
we did.
Yeah, so I'm here. This is Leslie Lovell. I'm here with Eva.
Eva Mango.
And Linda Piana. And we're still talking about many things here, but I want to tell you one short little thing I saw in Elle Decor magazine this month. And this is like the best thing I've ever seen. Sherwin-Williams Color Visualizer is a new product that is put out by Sherwin-Williams. And what you can do is take a photograph of your room and use any of Sherwin-Williams colors to see what that color would look like on your walls in your room on the computer. Now, what could be better than that? So you don't have to go out and buy a can of paint. You can just look at it online. I mean, wow. I mean, how much better could things get? With the computer,
well, that
right?
saves you gas. It
yes.
saves you time.
Oh,
it saves
gosh.
You money. I mean, I would love to
Isn't
try
that
it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go home and play with that a little because my clients always have me pick colors for them, and I can actually try one of the rooms in my house and just sit, you know, take a photo and give it a shot and see how mm-hmm. it works.
I think it's a wonderful idea. What's
Isn't
the
it?
Website? Where do you go?
It's probably just SherwinWilliams.com. It's,
okay.
it's, you know, it's a big paint company. We can't miss it, right?
But they call it the color visualizer?
Yeah. Let's see if it says .com address on here. I don't see one, but it's got to be easy to find because Sherwin-Williams is huge.
Well, I think this is important for people that are changing colors, that are afraid of colors, that might not, you know, really be good at picking out colors.
Absolutely.
They can actually explore by putting the colors to their rooms and seeing how it's actually going to look. So
awesome. It's awesome.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
I know some people that I've seen, they'll get different little samples of paint, and then they'll do little swatches of paint. But
swatches,
I think the effect of having the whole room done and with the finished color is actually much more interesting.
Oh,
than
yeah. Well, those little swatches they give you aren't very powerful because they're too small. And you really, I always suggest to my clients to buy a quart of paint and put the quart on the wall. And if you like it, it's probably something you're going to be able to live with. If you don't like it, don't use any more of it. You know what I mean? But it's really a smart move because this way you don't paint an entire room a color and then go, oh, my goodness, I hate this color, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's really a smart idea.
So, sometimes the colors change, too.
Yeah, I do, too.
Because sometimes you're not just afraid of a color, but you have this idea that the kitchen can only be blue. It can only be white. It can only. It can never be pink.
Right.
Can never be.
That's
so,
true.
Yeah.
It's
I think
yeah,
that would really help open up your attitude.
Yeah, open up your mind. Absolutely.
I like that idea.
Me too.
I'm going to have to check it out, too.
Yeah, I'm going to check it out online.
Absolutely. I have beautiful green walls right now, and I love those. It's
yeah,
like an
they're
olive
pretty
color.
Cool. I love my colors, too. Well, we were going to do a couple of Q&A, and Linda was going to start with one question.
Well, when you need new throw pillows, where do you find fabulous throw pillows?
Well, that's a good question, Linda. Well, you know, there are so many stores in town. If you go shopping, you're going to be a little bit surprised what you find out there if you're looking for some quick fixes. And I bought a couple for my couch in my family room, which I usually don't do. I usually make them. But I was so surprised at what I found out there for a couple of rooms that I went ahead and bought them retail, which I never do. But I made an exception. So,
you know what I noticed lately? Yeah. The color trends are really interesting. There's very vibrant, you know, springy colors out there right now and some beautiful patterns. And I think a lot of people, what they do is they try to match their pillows, their throw pillows with their decor in their house with colors. And right. I don't, you know, what do you feel about going, like, if you got earth tones going with a bright color on a pillow for the...
I just did it in my house. I just got sick of it. You know, I had the reds and the greens, the moss greens, and I'm like, you know, I've had it so many years. I just went out and I did something different, and it looks great, and it just gave the room a refreshing feel. Mm-hmm. You know, it just was a little bit... I'm trying to go from traditional to transitional, you know, which is really cool.
All right.
So,
great.
Do we have time for one more question? Irma, maybe? Oh, we have 1 minute? Okay, we're really kind of down to the wire. I don't know if we should do another question or not.
Okay, well, let's do another one.
A short one?
Okay. If you have modern furniture, are there other styles than you can mix in? Because sometimes that's modern furniture is very extreme.
Yes, you can mix Asian and sometimes antiques.
Really?
So if you're in question, call me, and I'll tell you how to do it.
Okay.
I've seen that style before.
Yeah, it's
great. I think it's beautiful.
It's awesome.
Very
so
elegant.
I think we're going to close the show now. We had a great time here today. We're going to be at the cooking show on Cashman Field Saturday. So this is Leslie Lovell, Eva Mango, Linda Piana. With the piano, Home Sweet Home, and It's Not Just Coffee Talk.
And say, Home Sweet Home, Town Center Interior Design. You'll get perfection every time. In your dream house, you will find your own sweet home. Talking about Home Sweet Home. Nothing better than home sweet home. Can't wait to get home sweet home. Home sweet home, oh yeah. Home sweet home.
This is Leslie Lovell
and Eva Mango,
hosts of Home Sweet Home. Listen to our show Wednesday mornings at 11 o'clock Las Vegas time on KLAV Talk Radio. We'll be discussing interior design, fashion, cooking, your health, travel, outdoor living, and current events. We'll be hosting live guests from local Las Vegas businesses and entertainers.
It's not just coffee talk.